a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us, legendary NFL quarterback. Of course, one day going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP. And now joining us today on behalf of FedEx, obviously, is Drew Brees. Drew, great to see you. How you been?
Yeah, I've been really well. You?
I've been fantastic. Can't complain. This week's a zoo. It's crazy. We're all getting ready for Super Bowl Sunday. Media night. When you were a player playing in the big game, you know, I was there on Monday. Everything was Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, which I love. I think it's fun, and I think it brings more eyes to football. But what do you remember from your opening night or media night, whatever they called it when you were playing?
We were in Miami. I think we did it during the day. It was great. I mean, it's only gotten crazier, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's become more global is mm-hmm. what it is. You know, obviously NFL announces that, you know, Philly's playing in Brazil next year to kick off, you know, their season. And so the game just continues to you know, kind of broaden its reach. You know, we're going to South America. We're playing a bunch of games in Europe. You know, flag football just got announced as an Olympic sport in 28 in L.A. So, man, the sport of football is growing, and I think the attention in and around it is growing, which is awesome.
So I got to ask you about Brock Purdy. I hate the conversation the last 2 weeks. I'm so tired of it. System quarterback, franchise quarterback, game manager, good quarterback. Everyone has their opinion. You playing the position at an extremely high level, when you turn on the tape and you watch Brock Purdy, what do you see?
I see a guy that has great command of the offense, has very high intellect. You have to execute that offense. With all the shifts, motions, and the timing and rhythm that you have to create as a quarterback, you have to be smart. I see a poise to him. You know, he doesn't seem to be fazed by pressure situations. I think that goes back to the guy started 47 games in college, mm-hmm. right? And he's used to being in situations where, you know, he's the underdog, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder, and you can tell he plays for a higher calling too, you know, that football's not necessarily his identity, that he's been equipped with an incredible skill set, but he's very faith driven, and I think he feels like this is part of something much greater than just playing a sport. you know, you can tell he has the respect and admiration of his teammates. You know, his team rallies around him. And then there's his skill set, which is, and the guy throws with timing and rhythm. You can tell he knows where to go with the ball. I just watch his feet. You know, I watch how he's able to kind of work the pocket, get the ball out of his hands quickly and accurately. And I think the thing that impressed me most last week, maybe something that we hadn't seen or nor did we expect, was his ability to run the football. He's actually a very good athlete. When he took off on those three runs in critical situations, that was the defining moment of that game. His ability to make those big plays, keep the chains moving, score points, you know, kind of keep the comeback going. And, I mean, that just ignited the entire team and the entire stadium. So that just showed me that here's a guy who's multidimensional. He's going outside the system to create what the team needs in order to go win the football game.
I don't know, when you watch games, as Drew Brees is here with us on Radio Row on behalf of FedEx, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Do you see like a little Brock Purdy? Like from when you were playing, does he remind you at all like about yourself? Are there some quarterbacks that you go, okay, this guy reminds me of the way that I played the game?
Yes. Obviously, our stature is very similar. We're both, you know, 6 foot.
Underdog, right?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like from afar, it's like a lazy kind of comparison, but I wonder, since you're the person that people would compare him to.
Yeah, but I'd say we're both athletic guys, but we're conditioned to be, you know, pocket passers, rhythm passers is really what I would call it. And the offenses that we played in were very similar, mm-hmm. right? We were a version of the West Coast offense with Sean Payton. That's obviously what they're running with Shanahan. You know, I'd say they've kind of taken it to another level with all their shifts, motions, and all this stuff. And they've got some incredible talent, you know, that you're trying to figure out ways to create matchups and get them in space and all that stuff. But I mean, that's a lot to handle. It's a lot of responsibility as a quarterback. And I think I just think he does it with a confidence and a poise that's maybe beyond his years. I mean, let's keep in mind, this guy's only a second-year player, right? I mean, he's got such a long career ahead of him, and with limited NFL experience thus far. So I do see a ton of similarity just in regards to the timing and rhythm in which we play the game.
When you look at Mahomes, like, I don't even know what there is to say anymore. It's just, you have to continue to appreciate the greatness that he does week in and week out. They were a vulnerable team this year, and still no one was able to take them down in the AFC.
Well, I'd say this, though. You know, there's always a confidence, though, when you have a quarterback like that, where you just say, we always have a chance, you know? And I think just as a team, it maybe takes a little bit of the pressure off you. To say, like, man, guys, we don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to do our job, right? We need to play together. We need to execute the game plan. But we do have this guy who can
bail us
run
out
around and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And, like, just his ability to improvise and to buy time and to, like, at times where you just kind of shake your head and say, I've never seen a guy – scramble around like that and then make that throw right at the end of it all.
Yeah.
So it's pretty uncanny.
He's great. We all know that. Hot take of the day, right? Drew Brees here with us. People are already saying he's the greatest quarterback of all time, right? You're in that top 10, top 15 quarterback of all time kind of ranking on a lot of these lists. Is that a little premature to say he's already the greatest quarterback to ever play the game?
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, look, what he's accomplished in his first – is it six seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Right?
Six, yeah, playing.
Six conference championship games and four Super Bowl appearances, right? I mean, that's remarkable. But I think when you're talking about the greatest of all time, you're talking about a body of work, right, that encompasses a full career. And so when you're talking about a guy like Brady, you know, who played 23 years
– yeah.
And then some of us who played 20 years, and Peyton who played 18 years, and I mean, I think you have to see the consistency over a long period of time. You know, see it through multiple generations, so to speak, of teams, right, and coaches. You know, Andy Reid's not going to be there forever. Travis Kelce's not going to be there forever. You know, over the course of Mahomes' career, if it lasts another 10 years, he's going to basically play on three different teams, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the way the turnover in this league works is he's going to kind of have his core group, but man, then he's going to have, you know, who knows who the next coach is going to be or how long that's going to go. So there's just It's the body of work. It's the consistency over that period of time.
Why did Sean Payton, your former coach, and Russell Wilson just not work this year? Why did they not mesh?
Well, I think we knew that it was going to be a kind of a pivotal moment in that organization. If it is going to work, then we're going to see it, and then it's going to be a fruitful thing moving forward. And if not, then I think you're going to see a very quick transition, and then we're moving on. You know what I'm saying? But you kind of knew the decision was going to need to be made. I think as I watched the Broncos offense this year, it didn't feel like there was the timing and the rhythm and the tempo that I'm used to seeing in a Sean Payton offense. I know those are the hallmarks of his offense. I know that's what he preaches, and that's what they're striving for. And it didn't feel that way, you know? So, obviously the decision was made. It looks like they're parting ways. I think Russell still brings a ton of value in the right place, in the right system. And I'm confident that'll happen for him. And then we'll see what Sean does to go get his guy.
Can Sean adapt to how football is coached in 2024? Because it seems like, and I don't know if he's definitely a my way or the highway guy, but you have some of these older football coaches now that you start to see it's a different game. A lot of younger coaches, former players getting hired. Do you think he could still be an extremely successful coach in the year of 2024?
Yeah, I do. He's an incredible communicator and coach, and his messaging is on point. You know, so much like he's a master of understanding human nature. I think a lot of this comes from Bill Parcells, mm-hmm. in whom he coached under and learned a lot from, and so he has his teams are always ready to play. They're always prepared and they are ready to play. You then have the challenge as a coach of taking the skill set of the players you have and then putting everybody in the best position to succeed based on those strengths, right? There's the things that Sean Payton wants to do, and then there's the team that he has or the skill sets that he has, and it's like, okay, how do we plug that into the system, right? Look, the everything is constantly evolving. Like, mm-hmm. I watch offensive football now, and I'm like, man, this is an
totally
unbelievable time
to
be playing in the NFL.
And being a quarterback.
Like, this San Francisco offense is awesome. That Miami Dolphins offense is awesome. Like, I saw what Buffalo did at the end of the season, mm-hmm. too, with Joe Brady. Detroit, I'm pulling up a lot of these game tape, you know, because I'm still I'm still a fan. I have access to the database, and so I'm pulling up the
22. Like, wish I was born 10 years later.
Well, no, I mean, dude, I just love football. Love football. I mean, I'll install it on my 7-on-7 team or something.
Your stats are pretty good. I think you're okay.
No, but just point being is it's, man, the game's constantly evolving, and mm-hmm. the stuff that's happening with offensive football right now, it's awesome. Like, it's so much fun to play the quarterback position right now.
Tell me what you got cooking today with FedEx.
Yeah, so FedEx Air and Ground Players of the Year. FedEx has been doing this for a long time. I had the pleasure of winning this award 4 times during my career. FedEx has been an incredible sponsor of the NFL for a long time, doing so many things in the community. And so I am proud to announce the winners this year of the FedEx Air and Ground Players of the Year. FedEx Air is Brock Purdy. FedEx Ground is Christian McCaffrey. So first time in history that it's
same
teammates. And so maybe that's a little foreshadowing for the game on Sunday. We'll see. But also, as a result of this, FedEx is donating $40,000 to HBCUs in Brock Purdy's name and Christian McCaffrey's name to fund scholarships.
So then who's more valuable to the team? Is it Brock or is it Christian? Because I think it's Christian. No disrespect to Brock. I just think it's Christian.
I mean, look, they both are. I'd argue that Debo Samuel is kind of the guy who is the X factor, just because he can do so many things. Like, he's a guy who's a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
You pretty much know where Christian McCaffrey is going to line up. You know where Brock Purdy's going to line up. You got no clue where Debo's going to line up, you know? And he's a run-after-the-catch guy. You could put him at running back if you want. You can, you know, throw screens to him, or you can launch 60-yard bombs to him. You know, I mean, it's crazy what the guy can do.
All righty, we've been asking this question all throughout the week.
And yeah,
we have to have a Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. Do you think they're ultimately going to get engaged? Only one person said no, and that's Sean Alexander.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of the relationship.
So you're in the maybe category. There's a maybe category right
sure,
here
yeah.
as well.
If that's what they want, I'm hoping for it. Yeah.
He is Drew Brees. Drew, always great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this.
You got it. No problem.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry.
One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.